Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Torres. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The shortstop, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gullickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive towards short. Baylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Gullickson reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gullickson scores. Raines moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brooks. Little moves to third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little misplays the ball. That's an error on Little. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a pop-up towards short. Little catches it and throws to first to double up Giles. Two outs. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gullickson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Gullickson reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gullickson scores. Raines moves to second. It's 3-0, Expos. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Little is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Andre Dawson. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster throws the ball into Brooks, who relays the ball to Giles, who tags Wolford trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Raines scores. It's 4-0, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing center field. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cromarty reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter is walked intentionally. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. Cromarty moves to third. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Gullickson moves to second. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Little hits a ball on the ground towards second. Giles scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Gullickson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gullickson scores. That run is unearned. It's 5 to nothing, Expos. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wolford moves to third. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Giles reaches second base with a double. Danny Heap pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Giles moves to third. One out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Carlos Diaz. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Giles scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Expos. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Danny Heap now playing first base. Ron Hodges now catching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carter strikes out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 3 in the game. Wallach strikes out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive towards third. Wallach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Giles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Heap reaches second base with a double. Baylor scores. Giles goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Expos. Brian Little now playing second base. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Angel Salazar now playing shortstop. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.